Hello, everyone. Welcome to the OIE Hub. We have been on a break and now we're back. Now, during the break, one of the things that I've had to do is to assume responsibility for a new team. And today, I would like to share some of the tips that I have picked up in the journey to actually putting together a successful team. First off, you have to unlearn everything you think you know. Sometimes, as senior members of organizations or experts, we believe we know it all. We believe we have established a model that works for us, that allows us to be successful. And it is on the strength of this success that we have been called upon to carry out additional responsibilities or new responsibilities. The truth is, you really have to unlearn all you know. Because once you are out of a particular area of responsibility and you are thrust into another, there are definitely things that you would need to learn. And the only way you would be able to allow yourself to learn these things is if you open up your mind. And so, when you move into a new area of your business or a new responsibility, the first thing that you must do is to unlearn all you think you know. Tell yourself you are starting all the way from the beginning, from your people management skills, your ability to put a team together, your understanding of the business. Allow yourself to learn from a different perspective. The second thing that you must do is to understand your team mission and vision. What are your objectives? How do you fit into the larger business? What role does your team have to play? What is the definition of success? And how do you know when you have achieved success? These are things that you need to be very clear about. If, for example, the team you are starting out is totally new, that means you probably don't have any historical trends to benchmark yourself against. So, but in discussing with your line manager, what exactly would be the definition of success? And that is what you should position your new team to focus on. The next thing you have to ensure you focus on is engaging all the relevant stakeholders to get their buy-in. You would never be able to achieve what you set out to achieve alone, because no function or no area of responsibility is an island within an organization. And so you must be able to understand your stakeholder map. Who fits in where? Who plays what role that works towards helping you achieve success in your objectives? Once you are clear about the different stakeholders that you have in your ecosystem, you have to engage with them, solicit their input. A lot of times you find that even though your peers or, you know, your colleagues in the other areas of the business may not be experts in your area, they do have very, very positive and resourceful ideas that they can bring to the table. So always open yourself up to be able to solicit for this input. And when you're doing this, make it about them. Let them understand how important their contributions are to your success. It's not the time to start to tell them how, you know, you believe you are the messiah or the expert that has been sent to fix a problem or to build, you know, that high performing team. No, it is a time for you to stay in the learning mode and pick up as much as you can. In every conversation you have, you will definitely get an idea that would help you to build a more successful and resourceful team. Now, another thing you should focus on is the composition of your team. If you inherited a team, then that is fine. You ensure that you spend time getting to know the members of your team one-on-one. Of course, this is hoping that you have a small to medium-sized team. In which case, if you have a large team, you then focus on, you know, getting to know the core members of your team one-on-one. If, however, you have to build out a team from scratch, be very, very careful and objective in selecting the members of your team. Recognize that regardless of how much of an expert you are, you do not have all the knowledge, and therefore, you need to bring in complementary skills, attitudes, and behaviors to ensure that at the end of the day, you have a robust and optimally performing team. So it's very, very critical that you pay attention to the process of building the team and ensuring that each member of the team has a role to play and value to create within your value ecosystem. Now, when you do recruit them, you still have to go through that process of getting to know them one-on-one. It is very, very important. Understand each member of your team and from their own perspective, understand what makes sense to them, what doesn't, what they need to clarify, and the areas that you need to help them to be able to do their jobs better. Very important for a new team. Allow for ideas. Allow for idea sharing. It is very, very critical. Every single member of your team must understand the value that they create and know that their value is appreciated. It is super, super important. Now, in all of that, you still have to ensure that you establish the team protocols. How do you want to meet? How often are you meeting? What would be the content or agenda of those meetings? How do you communicate? What are those things that are, you know, the must-dos for the team? What periodic timelines are you setting? How do you ensure that they know how to reach you and how to raise their concerns, grievances, or even drop out ideas? So you have to let them understand the extent of your level of involvement. And I need to say at this point that if you are building or starting out a new team, you really must be involved. This is not the time to lead from the top. You have to lead side by side and ensure that you are constantly interacting with the team and building each individual understanding of the team objectives into one cohesive shared objective. That is very, very critical. Now, for me, these are some of the things that I've picked up and I've had to do in the course of working and trying to build out my new team. I find that they have been very, very helpful. It's still an ongoing process and we will continue to learn. And as I learn, I will come to share. But the bottom line is, this is a time when you must assume serious responsibility for the team. Responsibility for building relationships and for allowing for collaboration. You can't at this time, you know, be intent on letting them know you are the leader and you are the new boss. You know, this is not the time. This is the time to allow for questioning. This is the time to ask questions to help you define context. This is time for you to, you know, pull together your people, give them the motivation and the appropriate delegation that they require to be confident in delivering on their different responsibilities. You need the team to succeed, so you have to help them and empower them to be able to achieve that success. So as you go along, you're going to keep understanding and learning and appreciating the strengths and the areas of development for each of your team members. When you do this, Please be quick to make the necessary adjustments, either in your style of managing the person or your style of leadership or in the types of responsibilities and tasks that you assign to each of these individuals. But most importantly, this is a time to be positive and ensure that your positivity is actually passed on to the team in such a way that they are raring to go, raring to achieve, and positioned for success. Thank you. Till the next time, keep selling.